What an outstanding job. Let's hear it for our choir and praise team. Outstanding. Holy Forever, that is the song that we just sang. 1,000 generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. All who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy. All creation cries, holy. You are lifted high, holy. Holy forever. Now, of course, the Lamb that this song is being sung to and sung about is Jesus Christ, the center of our Christmas celebration. Jesus is holy forever. In fact, Jesus' holiness is one of the central declarations made by the angel Gabriel when he visited Mary in Nazareth to tell her that she, though a virgin, would conceive a child in her womb that she was to name Jesus. Jesus, his name, Iesus in the Greek tongue, Yeshua in the Hebrew and Aramaic. In whatever language you say it, the name means Yahweh saves, the Lord saves. What a fitting name, amen? What a perfect name. Gabriel goes on to say, to Mary in Luke 1, 32 and 33, speaking about this child whom she would name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Now, of course, Mary, I mean, overwhelmed by all of this. I mean, you can understand that, right? And not just overwhelmed, but more than a little bit confused. And so she asks the angel there in verse 34, how will this be since I'm a virgin? Now, for the children in the room who might not know what it means for a girl to be a virgin, that means she's not married yet. She didn't have a husband. A girl is supposed to be married for God to put a baby in her belly. But Mary wasn't married. She was betrothed. She was engaged to Joseph, but she was not yet married. She was a virgin. And so Mary essentially asked, I'm a virgin. How can I have a baby? And the angel gave her the answer there in verse 35, which will be our primary text for this message. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called what, church? Holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
The Son of God. And there you have, church, the central declaration of Jesus' holiness. Now, what does it mean to be holy? We throw that around. That's kind of a church word, right? We don't use that word a lot outside of the church. Well, to be holy means to be morally perfect, to be set apart and utterly dedicated to God and to righteousness. And Jesus is holy. He's not just holy, but as we sang a moment ago, as the Bible declares, Jesus is holy forever. His holiness is unending. Now, where does his holiness come from? Well, it comes from the same place that a lot of your characteristics come from. Take, for instance, my curly hair. Where does Ben get his curly hair? Well, I get that from my father. And take my brown eyes. Where do I get my brown eyes? Well, the same place. I get those from my father also. But you know, that's a common phrase that people have said about us all of our lives, right? You got that from your daddy. You got that from your Father. And we can say the very same thing about Jesus here. Where did his holiness come from? Well, he gets it from his Father. You see, Jesus' daddy, although the perception was that it was Joseph whom Mary was engaged to and whom Mary would soon marry, or if you were in Joseph's family, you knew it wasn't Joseph, and so you thought it was the fella down the street. But the truth of the matter was that it was God himself. Jesus' daddy was God himself. Truly the Son of God, as Gabriel said. And because he's God's son, guess what? He's just like his daddy. He's holy just like God. And God isn't just holy for a moment. He is holy forever. But on today, I want us to think further than just the fact that Jesus is holy forever. Because let's be honest, that is a fact. It's just a fact. Jesus is holy. It's a wonderful fact, but Jesus came to be more than just holy. He didn't just come to say, y'all, look how holy I am. No. He came in holiness with a purpose. And that purpose was to save us from our sins. And I want to tell you this morning that his holiness is a crucial part of that saving purpose. And so Jesus is not just holy forever, he's holy for us. Yes, indeed. Jesus essentially said, I love that Ben. I love that Randy. I love that Margaret. I love that Tammy. I love people all over and around Collinsville and all over the world, and they can't be holy. In fact, they were born not holy. They were born stained by the sin passed on from their first father, Adam. They inherit his guilt and his sinful nature, and then they walk in unholiness themselves. They can't be holy. So, I will go be holy for them. And that's exactly what Jesus did in our place. He lived a life of holiness, perfect righteousness. He was our holy substitute. Where you and I were born into sin and born with guilt, and then we piled on more of it in our own lives, Jesus was born guiltless. Again, his daddy wasn't Joseph. His daddy wasn't David. His daddy wasn't Abraham or anywhere else back down the line, right? And certainly his father wasn't Adam. His father was God. And being born guiltless and holy, he lived a life that was guiltless and holy. And he lived holy for us. And because he lived that holy life, he never sinned. He literally earned heaven. And by living in our place as our substitute, guess what? He earned heaven for us as well. And then, of course, Jesus didn't just live in holiness. He died in holiness. He was the spotless Lamb of God who died for us, died instead of us. If you'll remember from John 1:29, John the Baptist, upon seeing Jesus the day after he had baptized him and saw the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, descend on Jesus like a dove, he cried out in front of the crowd, in front of everybody, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Like the sacrificial lambs throughout the generations before Jesus, Jesus came to die in our place. Again, to die for us, to die instead of us. Truth of the matter is, he didn't deserve to die. The wages of sin is death, right? Death is the consequence of sin, and Jesus never sinned. But you and I have. And he willingly took our place on that cross. He died for us. us. And you know, even on that cross, His holiness was displayed. 2 Corinthians 5:21 explains it. It says there that all of our sins were placed on Jesus, and He who, listen to this, knew no sin, became sin by taking on our sin so that we could be forgiven. Right? He paid the punishment for us. His holiness made a way for that. He didn't have any sin to pay for. And so He had all the room in the world to take on ours, to pay for ours. And so on that cross, He took our sin, paid for our sin. He lived for us. He died for us. He was holy for us. How fitting then that the Lamb of God, who would take away our sins, would start His earthly life in a manger. A feeding trough for cattle and other animals. The one who's holy forever, right? Morally perfect, utterly righteous, the very Son of God. He didn't arrive on that throne of gold. No, the baby, wrapped in swaddling cloths, was laid in a manger. And when the angels looked into that manger, they weren't just seeing a cute baby, although no doubt He was cute. They were seeing a baby like no other baby. They were seeing holiness clothed in flesh. They were seeing the eternal Son of God beginning His mission to save sinners like you and me. They were seeing holy love on display. Who came, right? God the Son came, took on flesh, just as Pastor Mark sang a little bit ago, right? Wrap our injured flesh around you. He took on flesh. He added flesh to His divinity, humanity to His divinity. And this baby would be holy from His conception to His very first breath, to His final breath on the cross. And then, of course, He was holy when He came back to life in that tomb and breathed again as He prepared to walk out of the grave. So, this Christmas, when you see a nativity scene and you think on baby Jesus, may you remember that baby is holy. He is holy forever. And praise God, He is holy for us.